That's the move that won the championship for Leonard Varinsky, European chess master.
Czech?
No, he was Romanian. Oh, the coffee is boiling, 52. I'll get it. Just as soon as I move... my knight. I thought you'd make that move. There, what do you think of that? Now, wait a minute, 52. Nobody likes a sore loser. 52.
Three agents murdered. 23, 49, and now 52 right here in control.
In my own laboratory.
A little close to home, isn't it, Professor Sontag?
All right, Max, tell me exactly what happened.
Well, first of all, Chief, he moved his pawn to his queen 3. Then I moved my knight to my bishop 4.
No, Max, I mean, did he do anything suspicious?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, he did, Chief. He left his queen unguarded.
Max, will you forget the game? An agent has been murdered, the third control agent in as many weeks, and always on the weekend. Can you think of any reason why it should always be the weekend?
Well, maybe the killer works during the week.
What troubles me most is that all the victims have the same suspicious marks.
Marks? What marks, Chief?
Look at his neck. Not his neck, Max, Agent 52.
Oh, right, Chief. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Two tiny puncture marks about an inch apart. Chief, you don't suppose...
Of course I don't. All that publicity about vampires is just the newspaper's way of boosting circulation.
I guess you're right, Chief. It's incredible to think of a vampire abroad in the 20th century.
It's incredible in any century, Max. Vampires are a myth.
What do you think, Professor Sontag?
Well, there are boundaries to the scope of scientific knowledge. It is said, you know, that when a vampire strikes, it leaves two marks very much like these on the neck.
That's ridiculous, Professor Sontag. That's an old wives' tale.
You're right, Max.
Of course I'm right, Chief. Werewolves leave marks on the neck. Vampires go right for the throat.
Max, there are no such things as vampires.
Right, Chief. Well, it's a good thing we're all sensible, civilized men who don't believe in a lot of superstitious nonsense.
Right. Max! Don't walk under that.
Field day, Max. People of Washington are terrified of this so-called vampire murderer. We've got to stop him before anyone else is killed.
I know, Chief. The people of New York are afraid to go out at night.
They're afraid of the vampire?
No, they're just afraid to go out at night.
What is it? Oh, Eric. Does he have the detecto tune with him? Good, send him right down. Now, Max, what else did you come up with in your research?
Well, Chief, I picked up some very important facts about vampires.
What is it?
Let's see. Now, in 1958, Dr. Franz Heiser appeared before the National Council of Scientists in Vienna and presented a paper that claimed vampires do exist. Of course, they discredited his theory.
What happened to Dr. Heiser?
He flew away. In a plane, Chief.
Max. Now, our one clue is the melody you heard just before the murder. Oh, Eric, is the detector tune ready?
Yes, Chief.
Good.
Now, how does it work?
Well, the detector tune can reconstruct any melody in the same way that a criminal's face can be reconstructed from the descriptions of witnesses. Now, can you remember any of the notes that you heard?
Just hum anything you remember, Max.
Let me see now, Chief. A little faster than that.
Sorry, Chief. Try to get it, Max. This may be vital.
All right, Chief. Now, let me see. Da, 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 da.
Bum, bum, bum.
No, 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 no. Da, 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 dee, da, da.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da, da, da.
Heart of my heart. Oh, love that melody, love the melody. Heart of my heart brings back a memory. When we were kids on the corner of the street. We were rough and red.
What are you doing, Max?
I'm putting you down for the lead in the spy frolics, Chief.
Max!
Herrick, has Sontag finished the autopsy yet?
I think so. He'll be with us in a moment. He's on the phone.
Wait, Dr. Drago. Don't hang up. Drago.
Where have I heard that name?
Drago. Of course, Dr. Drago. He was the professor's predecessor here at the lab. That was before we came to control.
Why did Drago leave control?
I think he was caught doing some unauthorized experiments. Oh, Dr. Sontag, what did you find out from the autopsy?
Nothing.
Nothing?
You heard me. Nothing. What are you doing with the detector tune?
Well, I heard this melody when Agent 52 died and...
We were trying to reconstruct the tune.
That's ridiculous, Smart. You're imagining things. How did this melody go?
Well, have you ever heard the song Heart of My Heart?
Yes.
That wasn't it.
Take over here, Eric. I have to go visit an old friend.
Will you be taking another of your long weekends, Professor?
I don't know. But I want you to look over those reports on my desk.
Phone calls to Dr. Drago and long weekends. There's something funny going on here, 99. I think we better put the professor under surveillance.
Right. Shouldn't we check with the chief first, Max?
No, there won't be any time for that. He's leaving now. I don't want him to know we're following him.
Right. Sontag's getting into his car, 99. We'd better follow him.
But, Max, shouldn't we stay and investigate Drago? He must be the key to all of this.
But what are we going to tell Drago if we find him?
That our car broke down.
Oh, come on, 99. He'll never fall for that old gag. Come on, let's go into the house.
What do we tell Drago?
That our car broke down.
Max, what do we use for cover?
I've got an umbrella in the trunk.
No, Max, I need a disguise.
Oh. Well, let's see what's in the trunk.
Right.
'99, what's the combination of the trunk?
CA44N.
Well, let's see. We've got the newlyweds cover, the diplomat cover, the lime chamber cover.
Oh, let's use the newlyweds cover. I've been dying to play that role. Oh, Max, they're lovely.
Here, Take some rice, 99.
Right.
I better take the commando kit. We might need it later.
Good thinking.
Close the trunk, 99.
Right.
Let's go. There's someone there. It must be Drago.
What's he doing?
He's getting into his coffin. Getting into his coffin? Good evening. Is this the Honeymoon Motel?
No, it is not. This is my home. I am Dr. Satyrodas Drago.
Oh, good evening, Doctor. I'm Maxwell Smart, and this is my wife, Mrs. Smart. We're on our honeymoon, and our car broke down. I don't suppose you could put us up for the night.
My privacy is most important to me. Besides, I don't think you would be comfortable here.
On the contrary, Doctor, I think this is a charming place. So fresh and inviting. I think it's a perfect place to spend a honeymoon. I don't suppose you'd consider selling it.
This house is 200 years old. It is said that many weird and terrible things have happened here. There are frightening noises at night. The people nearby say that the tortured spirits of the dead still inhabit these rooms. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Is it near a school? Stop growling, dear. We can always hire a tutor. Oh, hi there.
Hugo cannot answer you, Mr. Smart. Unfortunately, he has lost the power of speech.
What did he say?
He said, unfortunately, I have lost the power of speech. And now, if you will excuse me, I shall call a garage and see to your car. You say it broke down on the road. Which one is it?
It's a red and black coupe.
No, no, I mean, which road is it?
The road right outside your castle, Doctor.
Ah. Honeysuckle Road. You will close the French doors. Now, let us see about our guest's automobile.
It's locked.
What do we do now, Max?
Well, first of all, 99, we've got to look in this coffin.
Oh. Do we have to?
Well, you see, 99, according to the legend of the vampire, ridiculous though it may seem, vampires always sleep in their coffins.
Why would they do that, Max?
Well, if you'll go around biting people on the neck, I guess you'll do just about anything.
Max, I'm frightened.
Don't be silly, 99. All these stories about vampires and witchcraft are ridiculous. Why, they're nothing but fairy tales to frighten little children. I give you my word, there's absolutely nothing to them.
Right.
On the other hand, I could be wrong.
Listen, Max, I have an idea. Why don't we just check out everything else in the room first?
I've got a better idea, 99. Process of elimination.
How does that work?
We check out everything else in the room first.
Good thinking. I'll start with the desk.
Right. 99, wait a minute. I think we're being watched.
Where?
Look casually over your left shoulder. Notice the portrait?
Yes, what of it?
I think I saw the eyes move.
Oh, Max, how could they?
Very often in old houses like this, they have secret passages, and they use the eyes of portraits to spy through. You stay here, I'll fix it.
Right.
Okay, 99.
Good. What are you doing, Max?
I think I've got a stone from the driveway in my shoe.
Oh. There's nothing in here except this old invoice with some numbers on it. What do you think that means, Max?
Wow.
What's wrong?
I don't know. Everything went black for a minute.
You probably bent over too fast. Where's the invoice, Max?
What invoice?
The one I just found in the desk. You just took it.
Let's start from the beginning, 99. Now, I sat down here in the chair.
Right. And I started going through the desk.
And I leaned over to get the stone out of my shoe.
Right. And then I picked up a piece of paper, and I held it up in my hand, and I held it out to you. Oh. Good, you found it.
I'll say I did. This is the biggest pebble I ever saw. I think it cut off the circulation of my eyes.
Max, there's nothing on this piece of paper.
What in the world are you talking about, 99?
Max, a few seconds ago, I picked up a piece of paper from the desk and it had some numbers on it.
Now, you must be imagining things.
But you took it from me.
All right, 99. Let's start from the beginning.
Right.
I sat down in the chair.
And I began to go through the desk like this.
And I leaned over to...
It distresses me to report that your car won't be ready before tomorrow morning.
Well, that's quite all right, Doctor. I guess we'll just have to hoof it. Come on, honey. Well, it was a rotten night for a walk anyway.
Mr. Smart, you and your lovely bride will be my guests. You go show them to their room. Oh, and should you hear any unusual noises during the night, you needn't be alarmed. It will just be Hugo pursuing his career.
His career?
Yes. He wants to be a band singer. Oh, forgive me, Hugo. A big band singer. Now, Hugo, if you will take our guests to their room.
Those curtains? Of course, if that were my chair, I'd have it recovered. And the whole room, if it were painted a lighter color, would look so much bigger.
Okay, 99. There don't seem to be any microphones around.
Oh, I wish I could remember what was on that paper in the library.
Forget it, 99. Let's see what control has given us in the newlywed kit. Throwing knife? Knockout drops. Revolver. And brass knuckle. This must be the commando kit. Ah, this is the newlywed kit. Toothpaste. Throwing knife. Knockout drops. Revolver. And brass knuckle.
I know the paper had some numbers on it, but what could they mean?
99, what's the sense in talking about it if you can't remember the numbers?
Wait a minute, Max. What do the years 1923, 1949, and 1952 mean to you?
Three great years for Burgundy.
Max?
Three fair years for Burgundy?
Wait, take the 19 from in front of each of those numbers, and what do we have?
What were the numbers again?
23, 49, and 52.
23, 49, 52. 23, 49, 52. 99.
What?
Those were the numbers of the three agents who were killed.
Max! Then that ties Drago into the murders.
99, we've got to take another look around downstairs.
Right. But what if we're being watched?
You're right. We've got to keep up our cover at all times. We've got to do everything honeymooners do. Here. These pajamas are our best bet. Get into them.
Max!
They're bulletproof, 99. Come on, 99. Drago must be asleep by now. We've got to take a look inside that coffin.
Right. But Hugo locked us in, Max. How are we going to get out?
We'll just use this expando rights. Ah. 99, while I'm stuffing it in the keyhole, you get the special toothpaste.
Right.
It's marked Ignito paste.
Hey,
$4.99.
That's really wild rice.
Oh, wildest.
I think Drago has finished his nap. Look, 99. There's a stairway in the coffin.
Exactly, Mr. Smart. This coffin has kept nosy intruders from discovering the entrance to my laboratory. Not many men have the courage to open the coffin.
Especially from the inside.
You are a clever man, Mr. Smart.
Clever enough to see through your scheme, Dr. Drago. You kill those agents. You were driven by bitterness because of your dismissal from control. And then when you found that you were under suspicion, you threw us a red herring, the vampire.
Yes. And I was dismissed by control. I was disgraced in my profession. I vowed that all the control agents who testified against me would perish. Have you guessed how the murders were carried out? It was the music, Mr. Smart.
The music? The music they played when 52 died, of course.
Precisely, Mr. Smart. I assure you. This twin-channeled flute is my finest invention. At high sea, it fires two poisoned ice pellets. The ice dissolves, the poison does its work, and the police are left to ponder the mysteries of vampires.
Well, Dr. Drago, you've played your little song of death for the last time.
I beg to differ, Mr. Smart.
Hugo!
Oh, no! Yes!
And now, Mr. Smart, it is your turn to hear my sonata of death. But before I begin, do you have any last request?
Do you know any show tunes?
Drop the flute, Drago.
Santa, if you shoot, the girl will die.
Shoot, Santa!
What's he saying?
I'm not sure, 99, but I think it's... I get no kick from champagne.
Although I suspected Dr. Drago, I felt I owed him the chance to prove his innocence. After all, he was my teacher.
So you went to his house that night to confront him with your suspicions?
Yes.
And that's when we put you under surveillance.
I know.
But what you didn't know is that 99 and I were following you to Drago's place in a controlled tracking car, did you?
Not until I caught you in my rearview mirror.
When was that?
Just after you crashed into the rear end of my car.
Well, you stopped awfully short, you know.
Incidentally, Max, do you recall what that melody was that Drago was playing?
I'm not sure, Chief. 99, did you bring the flute with you?
Yes, it's right over there.
Oh, thank you, 99.
Is that the murder weapon?
Right, Chief. Only now it's just a harmless old flute. Now, let's see. How did that melody go?
Smart!
Sorry about that, Chief.